If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, hour number two with the big boy Greg Bedard in our Town Fair Tire Studios. If you've tuned in since 2 o'clock, we have some technical difficulties today. We can't play sound. We can't play sounders. We can't play any of the stuff that we have for you. We can take your call, but you can't hear us, so we can only hear you. So when we take your call, you're going to give us 30 seconds, and then we're going to drop you. There's going to be no interaction, which is best for all of us, I think.
Prevents me from yelling at the callers.
So maybe we fix that. I've heard, but anyway, either way, we can't play our breaking news sounder, because if we could, we would.
This is breaking news on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Nuge is gone.
If you were listening on the radio, you heard this. If you were on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, you missed it. But the breaking news is what, Murray?
Again, the Patriots are cutting kicker Mike Nugent, per sources, first reported by Albert Breer of the MMQB. So the Nuge is done in New England.
Okay. And the kicker they had on the practice squad,
Younghoe Koo, yeah,
was claimed this week or last week, right, by Atlanta?
Today, by the Atlanta Falcons, because the Falcons just cut 44-year-old Matt Bryant.
Okay.
Oh, well, here he comes.
So
you better hope not. That Bryant, you better not. Yeah, if you've watched Matt Bryant at all this year, 44 years old, and this old piece of crap can't even hit a field goal in a dome. You do not want this guy.
So you literally have, so the kid on the practice squad gone this morning.
Yeah.
Mike Nugent gone just moments ago.
Yeah, you have no kicker.
So?
You are kicker free this week.
It's like my eighth grade team. We just go for two every time.
Well, that's sort of my attitude.
Fine.
Like, it is. It's Tuesday. We're putting in the game plan. What do you want to do about the kicker, Bill? Let's see. Bailey can kick off. Effort. Just go for two. No field goals.
Hey, he's probably going to have Nate Ebner drop kick a few.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't rule it out.
So look, I'm glad. I was at camp of it's time to move on from Gostkowski, so I was fine with that. I was never in the camp of Mike Nugent. I said that from day one. The guy I want Harry Schmadlep from Moose Ball State. I want some no name I've never heard of, with a big leg and an empty head, someone Bill's discovered that I've never heard of, and I want that to be the next kicker. So if I've heard of the next kicker, I'm not going to like it.
What about Gino? I'll take Gino Tavecchio.
No, Giorgio Tavecchio.
Giorgio.
So I've never really heard of him, so I'll take it. I want someone I've never heard of. Mike Nugent.
He was in Packers camp.
I never liked. I don't keep track of that. I probably should, but I don't.
Well, some of the other names they recently tried out again. Kai Forbath, Elliot Fry, Blair Walsh, Josh Gable, and Giorgio Tavec.
Say, no, I'll take the last two. I'm not familiar with the last two.
I want Gio.
Okay, so your calls here, as promised. We'll see how this goes. Tom and Newton, are you there? Tom and Newton, give us 30 seconds.
Put him on hold. I have to punch him up.
Oh, put him on hold. I'm sorry, you have to do that. I'm sorry, Tom. I don't understand you. Tom, go ahead. I'm sorry, you're up.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to weigh in on the Tom Brady situation. I mean, I know this is probably not like the most popular take in terms of the fans and the media, and it feels like half the Patriots media is just like totally on the program down there. But regardless, you know, look, 2 years ago, it was like 24 months ago, when, you know, Brady stamps his feet and complains and demands, you know, Jimmy's traded, he's gone. I mean, he can clearly play. He was clearly the guy. I just kind of feel like at that moment in time, Brady kind of took on the responsibility to kind of leave it all in the field here. Brady can still clearly play. So if like 24 months now later, you know, if he does decide to retire, if the rumors are true, it kind of feels like he's leaving Robert high and dry. No pun intended. What do you guys think?
Thanks. Tom, you know what? I sort of agree. When they traded Garoppolo, I said, this is fine. I would have kept Garoppolo, but it's a trade if Brady gives you 3 years. You got to get 3 years out of Brady. Is this going to be the third or the second?
This is going to be this. This is the second.
They traded him.
Yeah.
This is the year they traded him, they went to the Super Bowl and lost. Then
no, so this is the third. I mean, if you include the year they traded him.
Well, I don't count the year they traded him.
So yeah. I might. To me, he had to at least give them that year and two more. And so I think it's borderline, you know. It was the right call because you got Super Bowls out of it every year. And Brady, you know, for, whether it's 3 years or two plus, however you consider that, if you go to the Super Bowl every year and you're winning a couple championships, like, that's worth the trade-off. But I do, you know, how do you feel about that? Brady owes them because he sort of pushed Garoppolo out the door. So if you're going to trade the guy for the next 10 years, you got to get at least a certain amount out of this guy.
No, I think Brady's this year, he's done with that debt. You know, so then he can do whatever he wants. But again, I don't think he's going to do that to Robert. I mean, when push comes to shove, he's either going to retire or he's going to be back here next year.
That's in my mind. That's what I think. He doesn't have the stomach to do that to Robert. I agree.
I don't think Brady owes them Richard. That's what I think. At this state, like, honestly, as I was listening to the caller say it, I said, you got to be kidding me. So this guy stays here, the time that he stays here, and I say stays, but plays here, takes less money, like, does everything they ever ask, and then it comes time where he says, you know, can I get a little something back? And they say no, and he owes you.
Yeah, it hadn't been so bad for Tom.
Okay, but I didn't say it was bad. I just said that he now has the freedom to go, which they gave him. To me, this is about them, not about him. It's a decision they made. They made a decision to trade Garoppolo and acquiesce to Tom. Fine. Then you better have your ducks in a row, and Tom better be here. Like, I look at it, Brady can do whatever the hell Brady wants. It's his life.
Okay, Michael in the truck, you're up next. Jimmy, if you could pop him up, please, line three. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, of course, Felger doesn't mention the comment where Bray asks him, do you still want to play till you're 45? And he says, yeah, I still do. But anyway, I think, and Murray would have agreed with me on this conspiracy when he was still in the Brady Bobo Club. So I believe that Bill has made the defense the way it is, and the offense has been an afterthought for Brady, so that Bill can prove towards the end of Brady's career that, yes, in fact, Bill was more important than Tom in the grand scheme of things. And then as far as Felger's concerned, Felger, you're just the other side of the coin of Pats fans who can't deal with anything, who can't say anyone was ever wrong about anything. You can't say that you were ever wrong about anything. So
I say I'm wrong all the time.
No, you say you're wrong, and then you act like I was wrong about John Elway, but that makes it so that I was actually right that the league is crap.
No, you were right. You were right. The league is crap. You were right. I was wrong.
No. You said that you were actually wrong that there were good GMs in the league, and that made it so that it's true that the league sucks and the Patriots have been beneficiaries of a bad league. And
yeah, the biggest little people. You're right. That was your take, not mine. That's your take, not mine, Mike. That's your take.
No.
You were right. I was wrong.
Tucker, that's your
How does it feel to be the biggest little person, Mike? To be 5'4", but just bigger than the 5'2" guy. Is that okay?
I don't feel that way because I don't buy what you're selling.
Oh, so you think the league is good?
Because you're like the salesman. You're like the
So who's been good? Who's been good, Mike?
In the parking lot when you go in there.
Hey, Mike.
The Colts. I don't know. This 15-year run where the Colts were good.
Oh, so Peyton Manning is good? You like Peyton Manning?
I think Peyton Manning really good.
You called me all the time telling me how good Peyton Manning was? Really? You did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've called probably for the last 10 years saying
it's okay,
Peyton Manning's
Mike.
The third greatest quarterback ever.
Here's the problem, Mike. I use logic, which is not what Patriots fans want to hear.
No, you use Felger logic.
No, here's what a Patriots fan wants to hear. They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, ridiculous. Those Patriots fans are ridiculous, but you're the exact same thing as them. You just do it in a different way.
Yeah, tell
them. You're the exact same thing.
No.
You really are.
I'm logical. I'm actually an adult.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
The longest call in
football. Well, because I can't drop them. I can't drop. Believe me, if I could, I would drop him. I can't.
I like this guy.
By the way, Felger logic is now known as flogic.
It's 5 minutes of my life I can't.
Well, I can't drop him. The thing about playing to 45, I was going to read next. I just didn't want to spend the whole segment reading a transcript. But did sort of double back because last week he said I'm on borrowed time and it could come at any time and sort of. changed his tune about playing to 45 last week.
Yeah, but then he and Gray had the email exchange, and Gray said, hey, do you want to revisit this? Because it sounded like you said you could leave at any time. So I'm going to ask you if you still intend on playing to 45, and then you can say yes.
Because last night, Gray asked him, do you still want to play to 45? And this is what the caller was crying about. He still didn't say he wanted to play with the Patriots, but he said, I certainly hope so, meaning do you still want to play to 45? I certainly hope so. I've expressed that a lot of times. Again, I think it's important for athletes to have short-term goals and long-term goals. I've said that number for a long time. I work pretty hard at it every day. I think that's part of me being a professional and giving my best to the team is making sure my body's in great condition. I'm able to take the field. I take pride in that. Dot, dot, dot. He never says, though, I want to play here. But he does reiterate that he wants to play to 45. So yeah, he's sort of gone back on that.
But I took that as significant. The fact that he put 45 out there again, because now it ties into the free agency. He is going to be free. He wants to play two or three more years, depending on, you say, up to 45 or including 45. Okay, so whatever. But two or three more years, is it guaranteed to be here? And I don't think it is.
So
if he leaves, it has to be now. I mean, it's a nice round number where, you know, a three-year deal with somebody. And the Patriots aren't going to give him that. I mean, that's going to be the whole thing this offseason. It's going to be Vrabel and the Spanoses. They're all going to be able to, you know, call up.
3 years, 100 guaranteed.
Yep.
Get you to 45, all guaranteed. Boom.
I'm telling you, L.A. is the place. L.A. is the place. The more I think about it, the more I believe that L.A. is the place.
Okay,
lots of reasons.
I look forward to hearing from Mike in the truck about the quality of competition. When you're facing the Chiefs, I want to hear all that good stuff about the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. Mike, I expect to hear from you.
Can you get 30 seconds next time?
Yeah. Something tells me I won't be hearing about how good Patrick Mahomes is the week that you're playing him.
That's flogic.
Here comes 10 questions with Bedard right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, 10 questions, 10 minutes. We've had some problems with our computers and our technology here, so no guarantee we'll have buzzer options, but do we have them? Jimmy, try it.
Rebound by Pigpen.
Okay, there we go. There's one. Next.
It's not the size of your defense. It's how you use it.
Hey. Oh. All right.
I prefer to think of my offenses that way.
Go.
My fuse is a little short today. If you provoke me, I'm going to bite you like you're Freddy Kittens.
Next.
This is like inept. This guy blows. He sucks. He can't kick.
The former Mike Nugent. Yes, go ahead.
Yep. Premature articulation.
That's it.
Perfect. All of them work. Go, hit it.
Yep. Premature articulation.
Number 10. What was the bigger wussy coaching move last weekend across the NFL? Matt Nagy taking a knee with a timeout in his pocket instead of getting his kicker closer in the final seconds. What's his face? Pinero ended up missing it from 41, I think.
Yes, 41.
Was that the bigger wussy coaching move or Vic Fangio not letting Joe Flacco throw on third down in the final minutes in Indy? Bigger wussy coaching move.
Nagy. I don't care about the Broncos. I don't care about Fangio. They stink. The Bears actually have a chance to be in the playoffs. They have a defense. And Nagy is just, he is so scared of Trubisky. He won't do anything. And you got to do, you have to make a play. You cannot rely on your kicker. How many times are we going to watch that this season? Don't rely on those idiots.
I think Fangio was worse. I do. I think it was worse. And I'm not telling you Nagy was, the decision was good. It was a 41-yard kick. Just make the kick. Make the kick. I've seen coaches before, you know, want to just kill the clock and bleed it and give yourself a little chance in case there's a bad snap or whatever. I've seen that. Fangio, wuss bag.
I go with Nagy because you have the timeout. You at least hand it off. You set the kicker up in a better situation. Panera was apparently asked after the game, would you have preferred it on the right hash? And he said, yeah. So you could have at least set him up, and he probably would have hit the kick.
It's not the size of your defense. It's how you use it.
What?
Number nine, speaking of Flacco and not going for it on multiple third downs up in Indy late, he had some post-game thoughts on that. Jimmy, are we able to play that sound? Try it.
Well, I mean, come on. I just look at it like we're now a 2-6 football team, and we're like afraid to go for it in a 2-minute drill, you know? Like, who cares if you give the ball back to the guys with a minute and 40 seconds left? They obviously got the field goal anyway. And once again, we're a 2-6 football team, and it just feels like we're kind of afraid to lose a game. It's 3rd and 5 at the end of the game. You know, it's who cares if they have a timeout there at the end or not? You know, getting in field goal range isn't that tough. You know, so you're just putting your defense in these bad situations, and I just felt like, what do we have to lose? Like, why can't we be aggressive in some of these situations? That's kind of how I feel about a lot of the game today.
Okay, your thoughts on Flacco's comments?
I mean, he's not wrong, but can somebody else give that message other than Joe Flacco? So what, all of a sudden now you give a crap? Most of these games you look like you don't give a crap. Looks like you're not prepared, not ready to play. And now suddenly, you know, we're supposed to believe you and be on your bandwagon? No, forget it.
Selfish. They're selfish comments. Because again, you're sitting there saying, we suck. We suck. What difference does it make? We suck. So can you just let me throw the ball? That's really what he's saying. And to me, that's entirely 100% about Flacco.
Completely the wrong guy to say it. He's been the biggest problem of anybody else on that Broncos team for their ineptitude. He takes like 11-step drops. Like Greg said, you watch him. It looks like he didn't even want to be there. You can see his point, but I thought he looked like an ass saying this.
Do you think that maybe one of the reasons, Joe, they don't let you throw in that situation is because you're a strip sack waiting to happen?
Because yes. You suck.
Because you won't get rid of the freaking ball.
How many times does he get hit from behind?
Plotting dinosaur? Do you ever think that that was the reason why you weren't throwing on 3rd and 5?
This is like inept. This guy blows. He really, he sucks. He can't kick.
And that's Mike Nugent, and he's now gone. Patriots release Mike Nugent today. Number 8, fill in the blank. Aaron Rodgers, that touchdown pass that he threw into the corner of the end zone, that underhand falling down sidearm sling touchdown pass to Jamal Williams in the corner of the end zone on Sunday, fill in the blank, was what?
One of the greatest NFL passes I've ever seen. I mean, it was. I put it up there with Manning to Manningham and also Roethlisberger to Santonio Holmes in the Super Bowl. Obviously, those are Super Bowl plays. It's different, but in terms of just the play, incredible.
I think he was lucky. That's what I think. I think it was dumb luck. I half wondered whether he was chucking it out of the back of the end zone. I think he got lucky.
It was extremely impressive. He put it on a postage stamp, sidearm while falling backwards. How many guys can do that in the league?
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, him, Mahomes, Russell Wilson. That's about it.
Yep.
Was completely unnecessary and probably lucky. He's done it before, so I don't want to say it's totally lucky. He makes plays like that. But completely unnecessary. You understand? That wound up being a 3-yard touchdown. They were at the 3. They were at the 3. They had 3rd and 0.5 yards at the 3 against the worst run defense I've ever seen in Kansas City. And they go empty, 5 wide, shotgun. And he's running around out there like a jackass, slinging it from his sack while falling down from the 20-yard line. Like, how stupid is that? It's not sustainable. Even if Rodgers is capable of making plays like that, that was freaking stupid.
Freddie Kitchens calling the plays.
Why don't you line up and run the ball against the worst run defense we've ever seen from the 3-yard line on 3rd and 0.5? That was 3rd and 0.5 yards from the 3, and it ended up being woohoo, woohoo, just chucking it from his ass from the 20. And it, you know, he made the play, but ridiculous. Overrated, lucky, and unnecessary is how I would fill in that blank. Next.
Rebound by Pigpen.
Number 7. You ready? I'm going to give you the list of starting quarterbacks for the Baltimore Ravens.
This is good.
Since they moved to Baltimore in 96. They haven't been there that long. Get a load of this list of guys who have started for the Baltimore Ravens. Ready? Vinny Testaverde, Eric Zier, Jim Harbaugh, Tony Banks, Stoney Case, Scott Mitchell, Trent Dilfer, Elvis Gerback, Randall Cunningham, Jeff Blake, Chris Redman, Kyle Bowler, Anthony Wright, Steve McNair, Troy Smith, Joe Flacco, Matt Schaub, Jimmy Clausen, Ryan Mallett, Lamar Jackson. What a freaking list. They haven't been there that long. Anyway, pick the best on that list, pick the worst on that list.
McNair. He was still good when he was there. He was like 15-8 as a starter. And I was going to go with Vinny Testaverde, but I'm sorry. I'm going with Ryan Mallett. That guy was terrible. I can't believe the Patriots ever saw anything and actually developed him for any number of years.
I like McNair too, but I think Flacco was the best they had, sadly. I mean, really, it's amazing. They won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
Who was the biggest crap bum on that list?
Clausen. He blows. That guy's a hack. Jimmy Clausen.
Best was Flacco. That run he had in 2012 in that postseason was ridiculous. 11 touchdowns, no picks, Super Bowl MVP. Worst was Kyle Bowler. People forget they traded with the Patriots to move up in the draft in the first round in 2003 to get that bum who was always hurt.
Kyle Bowler killed him. He was horrible. Next.
Premature articulation.
Number six, the Ravens. They obviously moved from Baltimore, where they were the Colts. They moved from Cleveland, where they were the Browns. Why did I write that? They moved from Cleveland, where they were the Browns, right? Which begs the question, what current NFL team belongs back in their original city?
I went with the Cardinals going back to Chicago to give Chicago two teams.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh. I remember the Cardinals going back to St. Louis. I hate Arizona. Like, the fact that Arizona has a team, I find to be useless, complete waste.
Cardinals back to Chicago is better than the Cardinals back to St. Louis.
I actually, my runner-up was the Patriots back to Boston.
You want to go, Murray? Because I was going to follow up on that.
Chargers back to San Diego. Nobody wants them in L.A. Nobody's ever going to care unless they get Brady this offseason.
Okay. I was going to say, can we just call them the Boston Patriots again? That sounds so much better. The New England Patriots is cheesy and soft, and I've never liked it. Never.
I want them to move back here. Build them a stadium. I want them in Boston.
I don't need them to move back. I mean, they should. Foxborough blows. But they should move back. It does. Foxborough, that's still a horrible place for a football stadium. Can we just be honest?
Yeah.
It's not that great a stadium, and it's a wretched location. I mean, you look at me like I'm like...
I got yelled at for this before. No. So.
You got yelled. It's a fact. Foxborough is a lousy place for a stadium. There's one road in, there's one road out. It's a freaking chicken farms. It's Foxborough, for crying out loud. It's a lousy place for a stadium.
Yeah, Patriot Place there.
Okay, I mean, so they built up around it, but if we're being honest, it's not a good... So, but that's never going to happen. They're in Foxborough. But, you know, they still call the New York Giants the New York Giants, and they play in... Can we call them the Boston Patriots? That sounds so much better than the freaking New England Patriots.
Yeah, I'm from Boston, yeah.
Do you know why they call them the New England Patriots?
No, why?
Because Billy Sullivan couldn't get a stadium built in Boston, so he built one in Foxborough, and he was pissed at the city of Boston. So instead of calling them the Boston Patriots out in Foxborough, he originally wanted to call them the Bay State Patriots. But the headline writers started calling them the BS Patriots. And Billy Sullivan said, well, that's not going to work. So they changed it to New England Patriots.
That sounds like a chapter out of Tales from the Patriot Sidelines.
Tales from the Patriot Sidelines on sale now at Amazon.com for about 75 cents. And Gasper, I wrote every freaking word, you little weasel. Okay? But that's a true story. That's why they're called the New England Patriots. Lame. Call them the Boston Patriots again.
I like the second part of this question.
Okay, if I opened that up to all four major sports, original, you know, if a team could move back to their original city, what would you want?
Thunder back to Seattle.
Supersonics, I went with the same thing. Get out of Oklahoma City.
Put the Hurricanes back in Hartford and give me the Whale again. I want the Whalers back.
I want the Braves back in Boston. I want a second baseball team. I want a National League team in Boston. I want I want National League baseball in Boston so I can watch a game that lasts under 3 hours. I don't have to put up with the Red Sox bullcrap. You have cheap tickets and another option. I would love a National League team in Boston. That's what I want to do. Because we're taking so long, we have to finish up the 10 questions. After Murray's update, there is breaking news on the Patriots at this hour. We have a half hour until the trade deadline. Moves are being made by New England, formerly the Bay State Patriots. We'll give you the latest right here in the update.
30 minutes until the NFL trade deadline.
Hashtag F the future. Get Brady more weapons. Trade any and all picks. And also do it to spite Felger.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's pick up on our 10 questions. I forgot to answer real quick the NFL team that belongs back in its original city. That's probably why I flubbed the question, because I think Baltimore and the Colts, that was a cool team. The Baltimore Colts. The Indy Colts has always been cheesy, and the Baltimore Ravens has always been...
Huge domino effect from that one, though. If you move the Colts back to Baltimore, you got to move the Ravens back to Cleveland, and then, you know.
I understand. But I think the Baltimore Colts was a cool team that they just haven't replaced. The Browns, I feel differently about for some reason. But anyway, back to our 10 questions. Number 5, Jimmy.
It's not the size of your defense. It's how you use it.
What?
Number 5, tool bag question. Who's the biggest tool bag quarterback currently in the NFL?
Baker Mayfield. Stop making commercials and win football games.
I mean, that was the easy one. I went with Andy Dalton, Red Rifle.
Just got benched.
Please, he sucks. He shouldn't be talking about anything ever. He blows.
But is he a tool?
Yeah, he is a tool, that whole Red Rifle thing. I just loser.
I will go with Jameis Winston, as dumb as he is disappointing, and a sexual deviant.
I considered him.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he's got a record.
The sexual deviancy?
Yeah.
Where you been?
Yeah, grabbing Uber drivers, the stuff he got away with in college when he was at Florida State. Yeah, he's a perv.
Okay, yeah, put him on the list next.
This is like inept. This guy blows. He sucks. He can't kick.
And he's gone again. Mike Nugent released by the Patriots. They have not signed a kicker yet, so they are kickerless. Number 4, the Miami Dolphins. They wore their throwback, quote-unquote, throwback uniforms last night, and the old logo. What team in the NFL should bring back their old uniforms permanently?
The Chargers, the powder blue.
Okay. They've done that for the most part. I think they wore those powder blues a lot. But
all the time.
Okay.
See, now, the question says, what team?
Yeah, what team?
Well, I didn't realize it was NFL.
No. Answer it however you want, miss.
I went with the Cleveland Indians. Remember those red ones they had, those all-red unis?
How about football?
I do like those San Diego ones. I'd go with the Chargers.
The Tennessee Titans should wear the early 90s Houston Oilers. Those, love those. Those are also the baby blues. That they should bring those
back. Were good, too.
Okay, so I'm a longstanding guy about the Jets. I think what the Jets have done to their uniforms is an absolute atrocity. So I've talked about that a lot. Let me give you a second one. It's kind of sneaky. The old Seattle Seahawks uniforms.
Oh, those are nice.
I think their new uniforms are so freaking dull and cheesy. I hate them. I hate their colors. I hate what they've done with the logo and all of it.
It's the old Kingdome Seahawks.
The old Kingdome, yeah. Steve Largent. It was more of a
Jim Zorn
traditional kind of blue or aqua-ish, and the Seahawk was a bigger kind of 70s logo. The old Seattle Seahawks uniforms, I love. These new ones are caca. Next.
Yep. Premature articulation.
Number 3. Rank these quarterbacks, please, in order, and here's the criteria for the rest of the year. You get these quarterbacks for the rest of the year. It's not one game tonight. It's not for the next 5 years. It's for the next, whatever, 9 weeks in the playoffs. Rank these quarterbacks. Ready? Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
I went with Brady, Rodgers, then Watson. I was going to go Rodgers, but at the end of the day, I can't take him not running the offense. At least I know Brady's going to run the offense, and I know what I'm going to get. And plus, he's Tom Brady.
Brady, Rodgers, Watson.
Yeah, same thing. Brady, Rodgers,
Watson. Brady, Rodgers, Watson. Thank you. No one's really buying that Watson hype, are they?
No.
Thank you.
And Brady's still in a big spot. 1 year, I'll take Brady.
Okay, next.
Rebound by Big Pan.
Number two, we've talked about Brady possibly moving teams, and we've talked about him bringing McDaniels with him, and I'm a firm believer that he's not going to go somewhere else and learn a new playbook or a new offense, so it's got to be a Belichick coach at least, Vrabel, Flores, or bringing McDaniels. But let me ask you this. If Brady were to go play with another coach, who would you want to see him play for? What would be an interesting match, Brady, new coach, non-Belichick tree?
Sean Payton. I just think he could run that offense. Payton would make him look really good. I would love that.
I also said Payton. I think that one's a lock. Like, I think there's zero chance almost that could fail.
It's a good one.
Peyton and me and Brady are perfect for each other.
And I went with Sean McVay. If he can get the kind of numbers he's got out of Jared Goff, who's a moron, then what can he get out of the greatest ever play the position?
McVay was my answer, too. McVay. Just to see, you know, I don't know, the meeting of the minds, that sort of thing. But I don't think that's going to happen. But it's interesting. If you were forced to think about it, what would be a good coach quarterback, new coach for Tom Brady? Last one.
It's not the size of your defense. It's how you use it.
What?
Number one, who's your least favorite team in the NFL? Who do you still root for to lose more than any other?
If I had to pick one team, it would be the Redskins just because of the owner.
Maz, do you keep going other sports on me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus. These are questions around the NFL.
Well,
I did open it up to one just to open up that one specific one, but that doesn't mean to do it for the whole thing now.
Well, I thought that was a continuation.
Say Joe Girardi should coach Tom Brady now? Like, what are you? No, these are football questions.
I want a very Maz-centric final word.
What were you going to say?
The Lakers.
What's your least favorite NFL team? Who do you root against?
The Dolphins. I hate the Dolphins. I never liked the Dolphins. I used to beat the Patriots all the time when I was a kid. I hate that a-hole Shula. I hate them all. I hate the Dolphins. Can't stand them.
Pittsburgh Steelers for me. They can never lose enough. I hate everything about them up and down, no matter who the quarterback is. Anyone on that, I hate the Steelers always and forever.
Okay, you mean like other than the Patriots, right? Okay, that'll do it. Long commercial free segment is next. We wrap it up with Bedard.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
Is it still your goal to play till age 45, as you've expressed on this program numerous times?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I would love to. You're right. I have expressed that, you know, a lot of times. And again, I think it's important for athletes to have short-term goals and long-term goals. I've said that number for a long time. And, you know, I work pretty hard at it every day. And I think that's part of me being a professional and giving my best to the team is making sure my body's in great condition, that I'm able to make the field. I take a lot of pride in that. So a lot of it is, you know, I'm not a robot out there. You know, it's a lot of time and energy. And I enjoy putting my time and energy in those places, taking care of myself. Hopefully to afford myself the ability to play as long as I want to play. And I also, you know, really love the sport and I enjoy playing. So, you know, not many things have changed on that front.
Right, so Tom Brady, kind of a reversal from last week with his interview down the street where he said, I'm on borrowed time and, you know, sort of, again, paraphrasing, said day to day and it could be at any time that I'm done playing, and which I thought last week was a reversal from what he usually said and has said, which is what he, again, reiterated last night, which is, yeah, he wants to play to 45. So we're getting sound back here. And again, as we've had technical difficulties, we haven't been able to play some of the sound. There's Brady and Jim Gray. We'll play more for you coming up. and he really engaged Gray on the topic of his future. Not that he said anything earth-shattering. I mean, that is sort of newsworthy that he reiterated he wanted to play to 45. I'm not sure what else was newsworthy, other than they talked for like 6 or 7 minutes, and not once did Tom Brady say, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm a New England Patriot. I'm a New England Patriot for life." Like, he's never said anything like that. Still hasn't. And so that's sort of noteworthy. We are now 7 minutes to the NFL trade deadline. 7 minutes. Did you have, since we can play sound now, does Murray have a sounder for us? I don't know if it's exactly 7 minutes, but we weren't able to play some of them.
Minutes to go until the NFL trade deadline.
Which player will Belichick trade for a 2021 sixth-round pick because they talked back to his son?
Excellent, Murray. I like that. Should the Patriots do anything here in the next 5 minutes, Bedard?
I mean, look, if they can get O.J. Howard or Tyler Eifert something at tight end to give them a receiving option, sure, I'm going to do it for the balance of the season just to, you know, because they're going for it. I mean, you know, get Brady number 7. Maybe then he retires. Then Bill can, you know, move on to winning with somebody else and getting to 348.
I mean, I would want line help in a perfect scenario, but Eifert's an easy deal. Should be an easy deal. Low round pick, short money, like that should be a layup. So I would not be disappointed if that happened.
Yeah, they need some depth on the offensive line or a tight end. And if not them, will someone do something? Because we've had some moves leading up to this, but this has been a complete dud.
Okay, so it's true. The NFL trade deadline's gotten more interesting in the last couple of years, and there's been moves in the days and weeks leading up to today, but nothing really today. So we'll see. There's only 5 minutes to go, so I don't know.
Yeah, and everyone's standing pat, like all this info coming in. The Cowboys and Jets don't have a deal for Jamal Adams. Broncos don't have a deal for cornerback Chris Harris. They hold firm. Blech.
Okay, so again, we'll see if anything changes in the next 5 minutes. But my thing is that if I'm the Patriots, I'm about done throwing resources at this year. And the thing about loading up for Brady is fine to a point. I mean, he deserves some of that, but you know, if Brady is still sitting there pining for more receiving help or pining for more help, period, and I'm the team, I would say to Tom at this point, Tom, you're just going to have to settle for having the best defense in the league and the number one seed in the AFC and home field throughout the playoffs and the best team in the league and the odds-on Super Bowl favorite, because we're not going to throw any more resources at this team. And Murray and I are on opposite sides of the coin here. Murray is hashtag F the future. It's all about winning 7 for Brady. I'm all about hashtag F the present. I want them to be competitive for the next 10 years. I don't want a big dip. I don't want a big retooling. I don't want a big rebuild. I don't want to be years without a quarterback. I want everything. I want them keeping it going as well as they possibly can. And if Bill's committed to coaching several more years, which he seems now to be, you know, give him the tools to have the best team he possibly can going forward into the next decade. That's what I'm more concerned with. They've thrown plenty at this team. Plenty at this team, plenty at this offense. The last 3 first-round picks were on offense. They brought in that cretin Antonio Brown. They sent a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu, and that didn't work out. Like, enough. Enough. Tom's just going to have to live with having the best defense in the league and home field throughout the playoffs.
I mean, but the offensive line and the pass-catching core, like, they have thrown a lot of stuff against the wall.
Right. How many offensive lines did they make?
I mean, a bunch. So, like, now, look, a lot of those weren't big moves per se, right? They were depth moves, but they all blew up on them. So that they end up with Marshall Newhouse playing left tackle, for crying out loud, for Tom Brady, which when you utter that sentence, that should never, ever be a sentence in a Patriots fan's vocabulary or language, ever. So, like, you know, but the fact that it's not for lack of effort, the depth. I mean, they've thrown a million guys against the wall and just none of them have stuck. So I still think that is priority one. I hope this means that Wynn's coming back, but at this stage, can you bank on him staying on the field?
So your thoughts on Isaiah Wynn here?
I mean, even Skarnecki said that yesterday when we asked him about Wynn. He was like, well, he doesn't know. He didn't know what was going on with him. And he said, well, you know, if he does get back, he's got to stay on the field. And, you know, I think if he's in there, he's a good player. He's a good left tackle in this league, and it makes you a lot better. But they need to also get better in a lot of other places, specifically Shaq Mason and Marcus Cannon. They need to go back to where they were playing last year, and then I think this line has a chance.
Let me just take this call because I'd want you to answer it, not me. Brian in Boston. Jimmy, can you pop him up? Brian in Boston is on line 5. This one is for Bedard. Brian, give me your thought.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Hey, Greg, do you know if Tooney or Shaq Mason have any experience at center? Because I'm feeling if they can go get a left tackle, I know it's late now, they can move. I actually do think Wynn is going to be a better guy long term. He's got the build, he's got the athleticism to be a good guy. And so I wonder if they can move one of their other guys to the center.
Because, Brian, you think center is the biggest weakness on the team.
I do.
I agree with him.
Line-wise, yes.
Okay, Brian, thank you for the call.
I agree with Brian. And, you know, I brought this up. We saw it a little bit in training camp. Joe Tooney did play some center in college. And he did do a little bit. He worked a little bit at guard in training camp. Not very much. I would be open to that. You know, I think at this point, moving Tooney to center, and, you know, you traded for Illuminor. Can the guy play or what? I mean, why did you trade for three offensive linemen that are doing nothing? You know, at least give him a chance. I asked Garnecki about that. He said that they went in Ferentz because he's been here, he knows the system, all that stuff. Illuminor should be able to play.
Greg, give me a minute on the Baltimore Ravens. Thoughts on this?
Yeah, game? I mean, look, I think this is going to be a tough game. Not because about where the Patriots are, more, look, the Ravens have had a whole bye week, you know, to prepare. And I think that if there's any offensive coordinator in the league that can sort of navigate the Patriots defense and not and get his team prepared for what they're going to see and sort of put the Patriots a little bit on edge, it's Greg Roman. I think he's one of the best in the league. When you give him a talented quarterback to work with and time to prepare for the Patriots, he has a 2-3 record against the Patriots. He beat him with Colin Kaepernick and the Niners. He beat him with Tyrod Taylor. That was Jacoby Brissett. But I think that Roman is the X factor in this game. I think he's going to have things cooked up. He's going to know what to do. Now, do the Ravens execute? I don't know. But they're hoping to get Jimmy Smith back on defense. They're getting a little healthier.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you what my game plan against Lamar Jackson and just what I've seen. He's got a tremendous arm, right? And yep. He can really, like, chuck it. He can hose it out down the field. But I don't think that he's got the accuracy to stand in there and, you know, complete 6 of 7 down the field. My safeties are way back, and I'm not letting Lamar Jackson run. And that, to me, can he complete 6 out of 7 against maybe even zone coverage,
I'd
right?
I'd play zone.
You know, against zone coverage, can he find the openings and can he be accurate to up and down the field? I don't think he can.
I would agree with that, but the thing is, do the Patriots need to bring a safety up to defend the run? And with Jackson, a running quarterback, you now have an extra gap to defend. And how do you defend that gap? Do you bring Chung down into the box all the time, and it's just McCourty deep, or it's Daron Harmon, whoever? And then what does that do to the defense? Plus, they have a lot of moving parts, a lot of motion, jet motion, things like that. They're going to do things that give the Patriots trouble, but. You know, is that sustainable? No, I think this defense will be dialed in. They'll be disciplined this week against the run, and they'll keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket, and he won't be able to make enough plays.
Thanks for coming by, Greg. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See you, big boy.
The NFL trade deadline has come and gone. We are now at 4:01 Eastern time, and, well, there's always a trickle, but as of this hour, Murray, nothing, correct?
Nothing.
Okay, so sounds like the Patriots have stood pat, which they really didn't because they traded for Sanu, obviously, last week. But your thoughts on the Patriots' lack of activity today, apparently, at the trade deadline. We'll give you our thoughts and go to your calls after Murray's 90-second update. No, that doesn't mean there weren't moves today by the Patriots. They did make a move today, a pretty significant one. That broke in the last hour. You'll hear that here in the update, then we come back and react.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium-quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver. All the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.